Diana Walker spent more than 20 years taking pictures of U.S. presidents and their families for Time magazine, from the Fords through the Clintons. She's covered the formal events, the state dinners, and the press conferences, but her work often provides a window into a president or first family's interior life, and her shots frequently capture scenes or angles that other photographers miss. Her work is showcased in a new book called Public and Private, 20 Years of Photographing the Presidency. It's also on display at the Smithsonian's Museum of American History. That's where we caught up with her recently, and she told us how she first developed an eye for the White House. She was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and Walker's parents would take the young Diana to every inauguration, which happened to fall on her birthday.
Oh, we'd always go to the parade every 4 years, and so I thought it was my birthday party, not the president's.
What was it like for you, Diana, to break into the press corps as a woman in the 1970s?
Well, it wasn't very easy, as you might imagine, because first I came with no experience. So it was a little hard for my colleagues to take me seriously. But the wonderful part about being a photographer is the picture is either published or it's not. And so it was easier for my colleagues to begin to accept me over in the press corps because the pictures started appearing in the magazine. So in that way, I began to be accepted, even though I didn't know who the quarterback was for the Redskins.
A walk through the Smithsonian's exhibit shows Diana Walker's progression as a photographer, from the standard and somewhat stiff photos of President Ford. A seasoned pro, she can now spot her early missteps. The president's feet are cut off in one shot. As time progresses, it's clear that Diana Walker was finding her footing and obviously getting behind the scenes. Starting with the Reagan years, the photos become more revealing, more personal, more artistic.
These color pictures on this particular wall are all public pictures, meaning I was there with the press corps. And, you know, we're always trying to kind of do something just slightly different from our colleagues.
Well, just to the left, the picture of the president and Mrs. Reagan. The composition on this photo is just wonderful. It's just gorgeous.
Well, this is a picture of President and Mrs. Reagan at the beginning of the ceremonies of the tribute to a Lady Liberty, if you will. And they were on the USS Iowa. And somehow I ended up in front of this scene. And I couldn't believe how perfectly it was set up. The president and Mrs. Reagan have their hands over their hearts. The sailors are all standing at attention, saluting on either side of the president. The guns come over his head. And when I showed this, when this picture was shown to the editors in New York, my photo editor said, "It's so amazing. It reminds me of the beginning of a Busby Berkeley musical. It looks like, you know, they're all going to start singing anchors, you know." And it was just one of those pictures that worked out, you know.
As time goes on, you're invited to spend more time with the presidents, not just in their public moments, but you were invited behind closed doors to photograph them in more private moments or when they were busy at work. Is there a case where you were behind the scenes where you really felt that you captured something of the president that the public didn't normally see? Could you show us an example of that in the exhibit
here?
Yes.
There's a picture in this show of Mrs. Clinton, the First Lady, coming downstairs, and she walks up to her daughter, Chelsea, and they're in the grand foyer of the White House, and they're all the family's getting ready for the inauguration of the president, the second inaugural. And obviously, in this picture, you see that Hillary Clinton, being a mother, asks her daughter, Chelsea, to open her coat to show her what she was wearing to the whole inauguration, because she didn't know what Chelsea was going to wear. And you see in this picture Chelsea opening her coat, and Chelsea was wearing a mini skirt. And it's that moment when a mother kind of goes, you're wearing what? And there she is.
It's all over her body language.
It's just total exasperation. And I don't think anyone who looks at that picture has a problem knowing what was going on in Mrs. Clinton's head at that moment.
And there's another photo Walker says really captures the president behind the scenes.
There's a picture here that I must say has gotten a certain amount of notice because it is a picture of a lot of affection. It's a picture of President Clinton and Mrs. Clinton on board a boat on the Chobe River when we went to Botswana. And I again was alone, the only press photographer in this situation, and the press itself was on an entirely different boat. It's a picture that I'm very happy is accompanied by the whole contact sheet. What this is a whole roll of film cut in strips and printed. It's what we look at before we choose which picture to enlarge. And you can see that this starts with the first frame I took, which is a bunch of giraffes, and then it moves right in to the President and Mrs. Clinton on board this boat where they were observing hippopotamuses.
And the picture that you chose is the President holding the First Lady's hand and sort of taking it to his cheek. You can see that you realized you had a moment because you've got six different versions of that shot.
Yes, I do, and I like this because it shows you what was really going on. It's more like a moving picture than it is a still picture. You can see the President beginning by pushing the hair out of Mrs. Clinton's forehead, and I began to see that on board the boat, although I was quite far away from them using a long lens. I tried to give them a little space. I was the only photographer there, and I thought, back off for a few minutes, Diana. Go to the other side of the boat. And I still kept my eyes on them, of course. And suddenly, this whole scene began. So this contact sheet on the wall, I think, is helpful in two ways. The first way is it shows you how we choose a picture, because you finally see the one that we actually chose to enlarge and to run in the magazine. And then you see that this was not, in my view, you see a progression of two people interacting with each other. So it shows, I think, the reality of the situation.
Diana, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Michelle. It's a pleasure for me.
Diana Walker, former White House photographer for Time magazine. You can see examples of her work on our website, npr.org.